Hey,
This
Mona, it's
Mona.
Ruben.
Yes.
Hey, it's Ruben. I got your message.
Okay.
I guess we'll just hear from you guys next week. I appreciate you keeping
Yes.
me in the loop.
Yes, definitely next week, you know. And then by then, Pierre should have been completed as of, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, we can pay them off too. I mean, honestly, like I said, the only issue that I foresee is those deposits. I'm gonna try to force it through as best I can, but I'm not gonna force you on anything. But
Okay.
I think we win your business here because I think we have great offers regardless. It's just really on what's gonna make you comfortable and make the most sense for your business.
Okay. I would think that 63,000 would work for us a little bit better and a little more comfortable. So,
Yeah.
but like I said, Hank's still out and he won't be back until probably Tuesday afternoon.
You know,
So I can.
I have one idea to run by you though that might make sense, and maybe I have one idea
Okay.
that and I can offer you guys a little incentive here for the month end because my goal is to push volume. So
Yes.
what we can do is this: we can set your loan up for 63 grand. We can set it up for 63 grand, and what we can do is if we set it up for 63 grand, we can keep the rest of the money open in firms and credit, and as long as your bank statements and cash flow match up. We can actually basically extend the rest of the approval. So if we do 63 and you're approved for 140, you can come back for that other 77 as long as it's justified. And we usually can keep that open for 90 days. I guess the question I ask you is this: we would like to push it. I mean, there's no hiding this. We'd like to push it and get it funded for you because, like I said, at the beginning of the month, underwriters are going to be a lot more liberal than at the end of the month. If I can get your
Okay.
pricing knocked down a little, like by a percent or two, could that push your deal getting funded this month?
Okay. Would you need let me see.
I mean, I could send you docs
Wait.
to sign. I could send you or your husband documents to sign electronically today. I would just like to know. I'd like to tell you. You know, it's a big nothing wrong with telling the truth. I think pushing it towards this month enables you potentially to get easier funding. And if you want me, like, what I'll do is this: if you want to, let's do this. If we can fund your transaction, I can override our system. What I can do is I can lower your pricing by 2%. So if we can get your deal funded this month, we'll lower your pricing by 2%. So your overall payback, you're going to save 2% on the cost of the loan regardless. So if that's something that will appeal to you, let me know, and we can do that courtesy as long as we get your documents signed either today or Monday.
Oh, okay. Either by today or today or Monday.
Give me,
Okay.
because there's, like I said, 9 out of 10 times, my thing is if I'm in your shoes and I know that the underwriters are going to be easier to fund with in terms of that daily balances, I'd rather push it. So I'm going to override
Okay.
the system here. I'm going to put a note. If you can get back to me today and say, "Hey, look, send us documents for any amount," I'll give you a 2% discount to push that this month.
Okay, but we would still be at that 63 then.
Yeah, you'd be at 63. You just have a lower
Yeah,
payment.
and then okay. Yeah, you could go ahead and do that, and maybe I can get him off by Monday then.
Yeah, so let's do this. Let me go over your file pair with me.
Okay.
Give me a second. So see. So, do we have a copy of Henry's ID on file or no?
No, I don't think, no, you don't yet.
Okay. So, and let me, is his legal name Henry Garnez Jr.? Is that what it shows up on his DL?
Okay, it's GARNANEZ.
GAR, spell that for me.
GARNANEZ. That's on his driver's license.
GARNANEZ. Okay.
Yeah, but
Junior,
mine is with
correct?
the, correct, yeah. And
Gotcha.
then, but mine is with the NE. After we got our birth certificate, we found that out on his, so, but mine stays NE.
And your email is the fourcornershay@hotmail.com?
Fourcornershay@hotmail.com, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me a second. I don't know if we can do what's called DocuSign without your ID, but I'm going to try. We are going to do 63,000. We are going to do a 2% reduction. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'd rather push this. If this issue comes up, it's just the smart way to play it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I can't guarantee anything, but my job is to help here. So 63,000. So your reduced payment's gonna be 201.81.
Okay.
That is because it's a 2% reduction in the payment. There will be, like I said, the one-time 2% origination fee on the documents that's taken out for funding, and then if everything goes smoothly, you can call us back and say, hey guys, look, we don't want to reapply, we just want to get that additional capital, and as long as the bank statements and credit don't change, we'll generally access that approval, so you can, you know, that money's held out there, but you don't have to commit to the larger dollar amount, so we can do 63 now, and then the rest later. So let me see if I can docs now. I'll call you back if I need the ID and the check to make it. Give me about 20 minutes here, okay?
Okay, all right. Can we get, like, if not today, can I get it back by Monday?
They'll be electronic documents. And what we're going to do is we're going to assume we're going to do a payoff, because when does Pierce pay off?
Okay. Oh, it should be either by Tuesday or Wednesday, the 1st or 2nd.
Okay. As part of a loan, we have to pay them off, but literally you can – that's not a huge issue. We can get that on funding. So let me try to do a little push, and I'm going to holler back at you. I'm actually going to be leaving our office in about an hour, so if I don't talk to you, Julian will be reaching out to you to guide you through this process, okay?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Thanks a ton. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.